Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1, welcome.
On episode 28, we look at the culture of conflicts within U.S. soccer. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. When we look at the board of U.S. soccer, we see that it is riddled with conflicts of interest. For example, Sunil Gulati, while serving as president of U.S. Soccer, was on the payroll of Bob Kraft in Kraft Soccer LLC, who is an MLS owner-operator. Next, we look at Don Garber, a current board member who is also the CEO of Soccer United Marketing, which has a no-bid contract with the U.S. Soccer Federation. Through this contract, in part, he gets multi-million dollar bonuses. Then we look at the current president, Carlos Cordero, who joined the board as an independent director, but soon after was named treasurer and the chair of the finance committee. Someone who should be independently reviewing the finances of U.S. soccer instead was writing the very reports he should have been reviewing. And then we look at Donna Shalala, who was serving as an independent director while privately serving as an unregistered lobbyist for MLS in Miami. With a culture of conflicts within the board of U.S. soccer, it's hard to say that the board has the best interest of soccer at heart. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. You can learn more at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.